Good morning. Welcome to Toronto City Church online version.
Woohoo! It's a new day.
It's a new day. Good to see everybody. All right, what we're going to do right off the top is obviously we know there's not as much interaction opportunities. There is an opportunity to jump in on a chat room. So feel free to add comments and prayer and everything else in on the chat that you need to. My phone's beeping on me here, so let me just make sure I get that turned off as well. Share with them, but good morning, everybody. It is so good to see everyone. It is so good to have you on.
I know there's some people that are having a bit of difficulty. I'm going to take a minute and respond to your texts just so that we can make sure that everyone gets on properly.
Yeah, and if you can just do a favor, help us spread the word. Again, people can go, because this is going to be new for a lot of people, they can go to our website at torontocitychurch.com, and right there on the front page, you can click on the link. They can also go on Instagram, also on our Facebook group. And then what you can do is you can actually post the feed live on your Facebook. So then people could watch it there and just help get the word out to people. But obviously being new and everyone getting involved, it's going to be different for people to plug in. So it is good to see everyone. I noticed I'm just looking at comments. I see Z logging in from Calgary. Good to see you. And recognize a lot of other people are logging and going, well, the chat will be open. And so you can chat while we're doing this gathering. Timotheus is going to be helping to monitor on the chat. At different points as well, we're going to be sharing some different information with you about practical strategies and things that we're doing going forward. And so all of the details for that are going to be as well in the live chat. And we will send out an email afterwards. But let's do this. I noticed more and more people are logging in.
We actually just had a couple of people say they were having difficulty. Where can they go to get some information about some help to get on?
What?
It's just showing that it's been removed from the user. So I don't know. If you know what, you probably want to just give Timotheus a call or an email. What's his email address, just in case people are trying to
run into that? Is Timotheus at torontocitychurch.com. And so Timotheus at torontocitychurch.com. And so we've got some people, yes, who are running into some issues with that. So we're going to keep working to get people on. One of the things, just let people know, sometimes if you just shut things down and click back in to try and get on, it'll help. So just sometimes you just, you know, click, stop it, turn it off. Turn it back on. It's amazing how often that works with electronics and everything that that does. But let people know as well, too. If someone's getting frustrated, they're having difficulty getting on, this live stream is going to be available. It's going to be available for people after the fact as well, too. So if someone maybe missed the 11 a.m. or they're having technical difficulties getting on, they can watch it again afterwards and they connect with it.
Also, you can, if you refresh your screen, we've just been kind of notified that if you refresh your screen, it will actually pull up at the moment. So go ahead and refresh your screen if you're having difficulty with that and it'll pop up.
Yeah. And so we'll just keep working.
Please
so
let people know that.
Again, it's kind of a new experience for all of us, getting used to the technology and rolling with it. But just make sure, again, just communicate. Shoot out a text right now and just remind people, hey, we're live, connecting community-wise, get more people connected with this, and we will go forward. So why don't we do this? We're just going to open with some prayer. Just it'll give a few more moments for some more people to jump in. And I'd really encourage you, obviously, we got the mic, so we're ones are praying loud, but pray along with us and just agree with us. And so I'll get my wife to kick this off here. We're just going to pray back and forth here for a few moments, but pray
all
where
right.
you are.
Here we go. First online experience. Church, we're excited. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of your son, Jesus, and we thank you that we as the church are thriving in our generation. Father, although we're not meeting in person today, God, we are meeting across digital lines, across online platforms. God, we thank you that your church is alive and well, and that God, even though, once again, we're not in a physical building, we are the church. So this morning, we welcome your presence. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would explode in our midst, that you would touch our hearts in a profound way. God, that we would experience something, that even if we were not touching one another and gathering, that we would experience something profound this morning as we are gathering on this format. So Father, we incline our ears to hear from you. Father, we thank you for your church in the 21st century, alive and well, thriving. Father, right now amidst the darkness that that is prevailing and just different things that are happening globally. God, we thank you for a thriving, alive church this morning. So Father, we engage our hearts this morning and all that you want to do in our hearts and our lives, in our families, even as we're gathered as families, we engage right now, Father, with what you want to do and how you want to speak to us in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that your word says you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us power and love and a sound mind. And Lord, we just come in agreement together today as a church family. We take authority over a spirit of fear. We take authority over any attack of fear the enemy would try and bring. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us power, you've given us love, and you've given us a sound mind. And so we just declare, even over our church family, over every person involved in this online gathering, that there is no fear here in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's no fear here, but we are people who walk by faith, and we are a people who trust you. And so, Father, we thank you that even though these times are causing for, are calling for innovation. They're calling for some differences in how we do what we're doing, Father. We thank you, God, that there's just so much opportunity in this time. God, there's opportunity to grow deeper. There's opportunity to become more connected. There's opportunity to serve and love people in new ways. And so we stretch our faith for that today. And I thank you, even as we're connecting here, that you said where two or three are gathered, that you are with us. And so we're gathering in a different format, but we know you are with us. And so we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And Father, we thank you this morning for healing in bodies. Father, even though, once again, there's a lot going on. Father, for those right now that are just feeling the effects of a cold, flu, or maybe even with this corona thing, Father, right now we speak and we release healing into physical bodies right now across our online community in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive healing. We thank you that you bore our sicknesses on the cross and that by your stripes we are healed and made whole. So right now we exercise, we release our faith right now. And Father, we thank you for the manifestation of healing. We release the angelic right now, Father, to turn situations around, Father, in people's lives as well, God, and just with all that people are concerned. Father, we thank you for a blanket of peace, Father, to cover families right now and to cover the hearts of each and every one of us. God, that we would not be given to the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. So right now, we just release the peace of God into your home right now, into the atmosphere that you are sitting in right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that.
Amen. Yeah, Father, we thank you and we pray right now, God, just for wisdom, Father, for all of the leaders, those doctors, the nurses, healthcare providers, government leaders who are on the front lines of this, God. We just back them up in prayer today, Father. We pray for great wisdom in Jesus' name. Lord, there are people who are walking through this as well, but they're very much in the front lines and they're making massive decisions and they're trying to navigate what to do and how to respond to these things. And we thank you for your wisdom over each one in Jesus' name. And God, we just pray for a supernatural move of your spirit, God. Lord, we believe you for a supernatural move of your spirit, Lord, that is going to really turn the tide of this situation in our world.
Yeah.
And Father, we just commit as a church family that we're not going to be on the defensive in Jesus' name, but we are going to be on the offensive in the name of Jesus. God, that we are going to be in faith, that we are going to be in joy, that we are going to be looking for opportunities for what you want to do in this situation. We thank you that people's hearts are going to be turned to you. We thank you that backsliders are going to come home in this season in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the idols that so many people have put their faith and their trust in and put their as those things come down, that people's hearts are turning to you. And this is a time for awakening in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we just agree for this. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Yeah. And we just one of the things that are coming to me right now is just the spirit of confusion that wants to paralyze you in fear. It's like confusion comes not knowing what to believe, what not to believe, and just feeling unstable. Father, right now we just muzzle the spirit of fear and confusion. Amen. You are not a God of confusion. And Father, we thank you that Once again, we just speak perfect peace, that God's not giving you a spirit of fear or timidity or anxiety, but one of a sound mind. So, Father, we thank you for the ability that you've given us, Father, to make and to decipher truth from lies and to be able stand on the truth of your word, and the truth about what's going on right now. And, Father, I just thank you also, Father, for just anybody who is just feeling a sense of just loss or depression with all that's coming around, and that you yourself may feel isolated or just feeling like, oh my goodness, this is the worst thing ever. Father, right now I just release joy. Bible says rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Father, we thank you for the joy that we have in you. And God, I thank you for just a release of joy across our community, God, that we would rise up with praise, with rejoicing, with joy, that our gaze would be set upon you, God, and that we would not be given to the things of what our natural eyes are seeing in fear, but God, that we would rise up with a spirit of victory and of joy in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you for just this time we have to connect. Again, obviously, it's a little different, but we thank you that there's just, we're family and you're uniting our hearts. Yay. And things are challenging, a little different now, but we're going to get through this in the name of Jesus. And we're going to come out stronger the other side. We're going to come back out even more equipped and focused on advancing the kingdom purposes. We thank you, Lord, that we are rescue ship Christians. We are not cruise ship Christians, which means that we don't mind it's a little uncomfortable right now because we're focused on mission. And we thank you for us even being able to have not to get inward and to become just protectionist, but to have a rescue ship mentality in this season and in this time. And so we thank you for all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, I just felt one thing quick, and it's really cool. I'm just seeing some of the posts. People are logging on from Colombia and obviously our members from the city. So we just want to say thank you for being with us this morning. Just had a quick thing too. If you are, I just felt like we need to take a moment. I know they're like, don't lay hands. I mean, obviously in your family, you're probably laying hands, but if you don't want to lay hands, just do something like this. But just touch someone next to you. We just want to agree once again for healing. I just felt like the prompting of the Lord for us to corporately agree. So if someone's near you in your family and you feel comfortable grabbing their hand, maybe not, I'm not quite sure, maybe just do this. Let's just agree right now for just the power of God to be released across family for healing. Do you want to pray?
Oh, she gives the introduction.
I did.
That was very smooth. Very well done. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for healing.
Yes, God.
Even as we've been in a season as a church, we've been saying this year we're going after healing and we're going after the supernatural. God, we speak healing now in the name of Jesus. Name. God, anyone, not even just with the COVID-19, anyone has any sickness right now in the name of Jesus, God, we are not going to back down one inch. And Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for healing for every person in Jesus' name. And just, we lay hands, Father, and we just stretch our hands forth, even through technology, for the healing power of God to touch people and to touch people's lives.
Amen.
And we thank you that the enemy comes with these attacks, but it's just going to spark even more of a healing revival and healing focus in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anything else you're sensing I should pray into?
No, probably in a minute, though. I'll probably go on some sort of like prophetic rant. But
I'm good. I figure. The prophetic is going to flow. All right. Awesome. Well, here's what we want to do. We're kind of feeling this out as we go along ourselves, guys. I think this is a bit of a grand experiment for everybody. So we're thankful that you're joining us. And we're excited just for the opportunity to connect in this way. And I'm not just trying to spin it. Like, one of the things that's really been in my spirit is that we would seize the opportunities of this season. Yes, it's putting us out of comfort zones, but it doesn't mean we have to just go, let's not focus on what we can't. Let's focus on what we can. And one of the things that, I'm going to mention throughout the talk, and we're just going to be sharing back and forth with you today, but is I believe like we will be as connected in the season, because one of the greatest fears of the season is disconnection, right? Like, oh, we can't gather on a Sunday and, so on and so on, and what's going to happen? And it kind of, there can be this fear of disconnection. Let's just make a commitment. We are going to be as connected as we want to be. And so let's just make a decision that we're going to connect.
Absolutely.
The church has thrived for centuries without massive central buildings. In the book of Acts, they met at the temple, but from house to house. we have amazing opportunities to say, why could this season not actually cause us to become even more connected as a church, right? Even more connected as believers. It's just, we've got to make the decision that we're going to be connected. We've got to make a decision and say, we're not going to let this cause us to become disconnected, because that's one of the things that's going to happen more, right? People draw back. People are like, oh, I don't want to go out. We've got to make a decision and say, we can use technology. We obviously through relationships, but saying we are going to be connected. And so I just wanted to set the tone with that. We are going to share with you today some practical things we're going to do as a church, some opportunities. I'm actually really excited about some of the opportunities. Sometimes it's good, again, to get out of our comfort zone, to get out of some ruts we're in, to be moved into some new situations. But again, let's just take advantage of this, and let's go on the offensive with this time and in this season. Have you had anything to add to that?
Absolutely not. I think we could jump in.
All right. Awesome. So obviously, really quick, just some words to share with you. I'll probably take the lion's share, and true to form, my wife will have.
And I will be here. I'll probably add to the dialogue. I may dip out for a minute because we are literally live from our home at the moment.
Yep. And so we'll have some prophetic interjections as well.
Yeah.
But obviously, guys, right off the top, we are in some unprecedented times. I know I've commented to people, different people that we've talked with, just say, I don't ever remember anything like this. Mm-hmm. It really, truly is unprecedented. Now, many of you may have been aware and wondering, like, well, weren't you guys in England and what happened? And well, we technically were, but we flew over Wednesday with the kids to meet Pastor Shane. We were going to do some family vacation, but we figured out pretty quickly we need to go back home. So thankfully, God gave us real favor. Air Canada got us back home on Friday. So it was the quickest trip to Europe I'll ever do in my life. I flew on Thursday, flew back Friday. But, you know, we were just very thankful. We were very thankful that we got home and we were able to get back in, because obviously there's a lot of upheaval, a lot of things going on. And then obviously in the church right now, we are facing, there's all kinds of upheaval of what's happening. You know, so many churches have had to, stop their public gatherings. Thankfully, I think many have the opportunity to move online. And I think, side note, I think there's actually an amazing opportunity here, because I think so many more churches will come out of this season with so much more capability for online ministry, which is actually something that we need and something the body of Christ needs. So again, it's just another opportunity in this situation. But, as well, it still is difficult, so unsettling. I'd much rather be together with everybody at church this morning, much as I'm enjoying this connect. And there's so much change happening in our culture. There's so much, upheaval and fear. And so it some ways can feel for us like it's just another change, another disconnect. And there can be a lot of fears that happen. And then things are changing so quickly. So it's like, on Thursday it was gatherings of 1,000. And also by Friday it was no gatherings over 250. And so it can really get to us a lot. But I just want to argue, the word that came to my spirit was simply this: but God. Right? But God, with everything going on, with everything that's happening, but God, we want to be people that put our faith and trust in God. We want to be people who have faith in this season. We have hope in Him. We have life in Him. And I really just want to speak over every one of you, even as an opportunity, I want to speak over every one of you today, faith and hope and life. We just take authority right now in the name of Jesus, where the enemy's tried to bring in fear, maybe where he's really tried to get you unsettled, to try and get you in, to kind of bring fear in. We just break that today in Jesus' name. And we speak in the name of Jesus that each one of us, we're people of faith, and we're people of hope, and we're people of life. And everyone agreed, said,
Amen.
Now, just a real quick encouragement. I've got a number of scriptures. You know how we do. We're definitely going to go to the Word of God. I want to start at Luke 8, verse 50. In Luke 8, verse 50, it says, "But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, 'Do not fear, only believe, she will be well.'" Now, obviously, the context of this passage is it's Jairus, and these are the words that Jesus spoke to Jairus. If you remember the story, Jairus had come to Jesus and said, "My daughter's about to die. Can you come and heal her?" And Jesus said, "Sure, I'll come." And then it was en route that the whole account of the woman with the issue of blood who pushed through the crowd and grabbed the hem of his garment. So Jesus stopped to minister to her. After he was done ministering to her, some people came to Jairus and said, "You don't need the master anymore. Your daughter has died." Now, I can't even imagine what must have hit Jairus' heart in that moment. I mean, put yourselves in his shoes in this situation. They've just come and told you your daughter has died. But Jesus looked at him, and I can imagine Jesus had this fire in his eyes when he looked at him. He said, "Listen, us to share with the church family today, just as we're really stepping into this new season. And I really felt like this verse was the foundation. I just want to encourage us in several things I believe God would say to us. The first thing I believe God would say to us is do not fear. And I just want to say that again, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. Some verses just to speak the word of God over us in this. Isaiah 41 verse 10 said, "Fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." A couple more verses. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And last but not least, here, John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And so I just really want to encourage you right off the top here. Let's make a commitment that we are not going to be afraid.
Nah.
We are not going to fear. Now, it's one thing when that is a nice verse, right? Okay, do not be afraid. Not be afraid. It's a whole other thing when you're in a situation where there's a lot of fear going on and there is a temptation to fear. But see, we've got to make a decision and say, okay, God. Now, choosing not to be afraid doesn't mean I don't feel afraid sometimes. It doesn't mean that fear isn't trying to come, but I am choosing not to accept it, to not to embrace it, and to not take my life. You know, it's been commonly said that the command, "Fear not," is listed 365 times in the Bible. Now, I've not actually gone through and counted it, but I've seen it enough. Either way, if it's close to that, there is a "fear not" for every single day of our lives. God is saying to us, do not be afraid. And so I just want to encourage us in that. First and foremost, the church family, do not be afraid. Any thoughts to add to that?
No,
so
not really.
I didn't prep for this
at
all.
Don't be afraid.
I just don't be afraid. Do not
be
afraid.
I should just watch the comments.
Yes, do not be afraid. You know, what the enemy wants to do in this season is he wants to come in with a spirit of fear. He wants to come in because it's interesting. We see it. One of the things they're talking about, if you know, you read a little bit, there's concerns about the virus, but there's even more concerns about what people do when they panic because of the virus.
Absolutely.
Fear comes in and it can cause so many problems and so many issues and so many things that can come. And so we've got to make our stand first and foremost that we are not going to be afraid. We are not going to accept fear. We're not going to receive fear. Fear is going to try to come. But just as Jesus said to Jairus, fear not. It's a choice. It's a decision. I'm not going to let fear dominate my life. I'm not going to let fear inform my decisions. I'm going to be wise. We're not talking about not being wise, but I'm not going to let fear drive me. I'm not going to let fear drive things forward.
Yeah.
And so just really encouraging that another verse that with that 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not give us not a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of self-control over a sound mind." And I just want to encourage you and speak that over every one of you today. God's not given us a spirit of fear, and so we are not going to walk in fear. We're not going to receive fear. But he's given us power. We can have faith in the power of God in this time and in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Not he's given us power, but he's given us love, right? We can rest in the love of God. God is our Father. He loves us. He is with us. And so we can, this is how we combat fear. We combat fear by putting our faith in the power of God and walking in the power. We combat fear by love and resting in the love of God. And then a sound mind. And just that we're just saying, hey, I'm not going to let, because you know some of us, let's be honest, our mind starts going crazy with some of this stuff. We create all these scenarios and what's going to happen. And then this is going to happen and that's going to happen and I'm going to die. And next thing you know, you're like mentally and emotionally planning your funeral out and the songs they're going to sing. I'm like, just stop it. Stop all of that and just say, no, I am not going to give myself to fear. I'm not going to let fear have a place to hold in me. And so number one, it's do not fear. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking of a verse that I read this morning, actually. It was out of Psalm 34, and it just said, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." And I think for many of us, it's like, what's the practicality of even getting out of that spot? It's just seeking the Lord. like taking that stuff to the Lord, seeking the Lord and letting him bring about a deliverance out of your own heart, because you're just, you know, you find yourself given to anxious thought. And we have an opportunity every single day to do that. The other thing I was just going to say is that, and I don't know if this is part of his point, so I'm just going to throw it out there, is just watching the words coming out of your mouth. If you're promoting fear with the words of your mouth, then you're going to have and abide in an atmosphere of fear. If you're like, oh my gosh, this is what's going on. Oh my goodness. Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, you are sowing into an atmosphere of fear. And I think you've got to just kind of bridle your tongue in this season and choose words of life, choose words, you know, seek the Lord out, let him bring about fresh revelation that he is the victor, he is the conqueror, he is our champion in the middle of what we're seeing and what's going on.
Amen. Amen. So number one, do not fear.
Don't fear.
So number two, but Jesus didn't stop there. He said, do not fear, only believe. And so I secondly want to encourage us just in that we need to resist fear, but the best way to resist fear is through embracing faith in this season. We would really be people of faith who say, no, we're going to choose to believe God, and we're going to choose to believe God. You don't just want to fight fear and try and not be afraid. If you will embrace faith, it is going to push all the fear out of you. And so we want to go deep in faith. We want to make a choice to believe. John 16:33, a very appropriate verse, says this: I have said these things to you, that in you, in me, you may have peace. In the world, you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Yes, he has.
And I just want to encourage you in that, because Jesus said, listen, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Now, let's be honest. Most of us, at least in a North American Canadian context, have not experienced a lot of difficulties or tribulations, maybe in our personal lives, but on a larger scale, we've not been. Sometimes our brothers and sisters in Christ in different areas of the world where they faced a lot more challenges. Let's just say straight up, they're a lot better at believing God than we are. Right. We are kind of but here's the opportunity. We have the opportunity to say, okay, let's grow and let's really release our faith. Let's believe God. 1 John 5:4 said, for everyone who's been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And so it's making a decision in the middle of this. I'm rejecting fear and I'm embracing faith. I am going to believe God. And I just want to charge you and encourage you. It's a time to build our faith. It's a time to release our faith. It's a time for us to stir up our faith this season and to make a decision to say no to fear and say yes to, we are going to believe God. Guys, people who do not have the word, who do not have Jesus, what are they going to hold on to? Right? What are they going to hold on to? We're different in that we know him. We walk with him. But let's make sure, I remember hearing a guy talk about, let's not be practical atheists. And what he meant by practical atheists, he said, you say you believe in God, but all your actions suggest you don't, right? Like, let's be people who say we're going to be people of faith and we choose to believe God. A couple more verses on this. Mark 11:22-24. I'm using a lot of verses on purpose today because I just want to charge the atmosphere with the word of God. And Jesus answered, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So this ties very much even to what my wife was just sharing about watching the words of our mouth, speaking words of faith, praying faith, declaring faith. I mean, we've even talked a little bit about, like, even with our kids, you know, like, we're obviously talking about what's happening, talking what's going on, but we want to make sure we create an atmosphere of faith in our home, not an atmosphere of fear. Because sometimes we don't understand, like, we're just saying things, but, you know, even our kids, people around us are picking up that we're always speaking, you know, we're talking the truth, but we're speaking an atmosphere and reality of faith. I'll give you a moment if you have anything to interject. I got a couple more verses.
No, faith speaks, so watch your words.
Luke 1:37 says, for nothing will be impossible with God. Mark 9:23, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. And so I really want to encourage us, let's really engage as people of faith in this time. Now, just some practical steps for how are we going to walk in faith and how are we going to engage in faith? Well, number one, let's make sure we're spending lots of time in the Word of God. Make sure we are spending time in the Scriptures, spending time in the Word of God. This is not a time to go light on our devotions, to go light on our time with God. Spend time with the Lord, because where it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And again, I'm not saying we should never watch the news or should never stay up to speed with what's going on, but let's make sure we're spending more time with the Word than we are with the news. Amen? Make sure that our focus is on the Word of God, the promises of God, and what he has said. Also, if we're going to be people of faith, let's be people of prayer. And we're going to talk more about this and some practical steps going forward. But let's be people who are praying. Let's just pray every day. And if fear comes up, just go to prayer. If, you know, uncertainty comes up, go to prayer. If a disappointment comes up, go to prayer. Let's just be people who are committed to this place of saying we're going to be people who are just going to prayer. We're walking in prayer. Number three is confession and speaking of the word of God. And this ties very well with what my wife was saying already, but let's speak the word. I want to encourage you. One of the tools in our tool belt should be Psalm 91. And I want to encourage you. We're going to be doing this as a family in that we are going to be speaking and praying Psalm 91 every single day. And we're going to do it as a family and just declare Psalm 91 and declare and speak that forward. We're also really want to encourage you in that and in taking communion together. It's something else we've committed to. Yeah, you know, communion doesn't just have to happen in a church service where the pastor administers it. Let's take communion together. Let's take communion. You can just take it in your home, take it with your family, take it wherever you are. But that we're, again, standing on the finished work of Christ, believing in the power of the blood of Jesus and just what he's done for us. And so we take communion together, and we're just talking about saying my faith. And then just actively resist fear when it tries to come. Fear tries to come up, just take authority. Let's be on the offensive. Anything else you want to add to that?
Nope.
All right, sounds good. Number three is my last line, really lines to my next point. Let's go on the offensive in this season.
Come on.
A.W. Tozer said this. He said, a scared world needs a fearless church.
And
I'll say it again. Scared world needs a fearless church. And so I really want to encourage you, because even for us, with moving to this online format, it wasn't because of fear. It was a number of different reasons, some wisdom pieces, some honoring pieces, some opportunity to say, let's just, you know, so just the things I felt from the Lord. We didn't do it out of fear. And so this is not about being afraid. I'm praying that even through the online stuff we're doing, we're going to be able to reach even more people and that there's going to be momentum that builds through this and just what's happening. But let's just, again, let's be people who are saying, we're not going to be afraid. We're not going to walk in that. A scared world needs a fearless church. I've said this a number of times in our church context, but serious times call for serious Christians. Cream puff Christianity is not going to cut it right now with what is going on.
Christianity.
It's not going to cut it, guys. And we've been saying that. Well, this is where it comes to life. Right? A lot of people can say they believe God. It's in seasons like this we find out what we really believe.
Yeah.
And we find out what we really believe by how we respond and how we interact. And I noticed the lighting's going up a little bit. Guys, we apologize in that. We're going to make sure we get a better studio set up with that, but we're just rolling with it today. We're getting done what we need to get done. So just stay focused on the words of that. Don't worry about the glory of the Lord shining more and more on my head and everything else in between. All right. So, part of what I think when you realize, and many times, we've really lived sheltered lives in many ways, and we've really lived. There's been a lot of sheltering, and it's a time for us to really say, okay, we're going to use our faith, and we're really going to believe God. We're going to choose to trust God in this situation. We're going to choose to trust God in what's happening. So we're just working to make a little bit of on the fly adjustments here. It might be coming through that window there. That might be starting to throw off some of the sunlight. The sun's moving around, and so we really want, again, the scared world needs a fearless church. And there needs to be a fearlessness in our hearts. And I want to encourage all of us, like, we're going, go deeper in your walk with God. Like, let's go on the offensive. Let's go on the offensive being in the word more. Let's go on the offensive in prayer more. Let's go on the offensive of connecting with each other and gathering. Let's go on the offensive. Guys, right now, our world is getting rocked. Think about this. A lot of what people get their joy from, their comfort from, what they worship is coming down. Sports have stopped. I'm missing my Raptors, but big picture, right? But for a lot of people, if that's what their life is built around, I mean, you know, there's a potential chance here the Raptors will be world champions for longer. And so I don't know if we should rejoice in that or not, but we'll take it. You know, but whatever. But the sports is coming down. Schools and education, the economy, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that is rocking a lot of people. Now, if our faith is in the same thing as everybody else, we're going to get rocked too, right? But if our faith is in Jesus Christ, the firm foundation, then we're not going to be rocked. If we're worshiping Jesus, we're not worshiping all these other things. We are not going to be rocked by this. And I want to encourage us to go on the offensive. This is the kind of environment we see awakenings in. This is the kind of environment we see revivals in. If you do a historical study of revivals, this is the kind of environments that revivals will break out in. And so we really want to encourage everyone here, go on the offensive, Let's go deeper in our walk with God. Let's go on the offensive in prayer. Let's go on the offensive in ministering to other people. Look for ways to serve people. Look for ways to reach people. Look for ways to bring peace and to bring, you know, just hope in situations where people, because, you know, it could escalate. I mean, I don't know what's coming down the road. It can escalate. But I, you know, as the saying goes, we don't know what's coming, but we know who has us and who's with us and whose hand we're holding as we walk through this. And so let's be on the offensive in every way we can. Let's move forward together. Let's boldly share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. Guys, I really feel in my heart, this is a season where a lot of seeds that have been sown in people's lives are going to come to fruition. Why can we not see just a massive influx of people coming to the kingdom? Why can this not be a time for prodigal sons and daughters to come home? Let's believe God. Let's be on the offensive. Let's be in prayer. Let's be trusting God in this situation. That's the reason why it's so important we reject fear and we embrace faith. Because if we're in fear, we're not going to be on the offensive. We're going to be like closing in just like everybody else is closing in. But we need to make a decision. No, we are going to be on the offensive. Any thoughts to add to that, beloved?
No, it's just exciting times. And I think we've just got to make sure that our eyes are on him and that our hearts are open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's just such an amazing, it may sound like a simple offensive play, but it's such a powerful offensive play when we follow him and when our hearts are at rest in him. I think someone commented just him being our father and him being our shepherd and us hearing his voice and the voice of a stranger, we will not follow. And we won't follow the tide of society, but we will hold fast to knowing that God, who we serve, is our faithful father and he's faithful to his promises. So.
Amen. Yeah, I just noticed Kalani had thrown in the comments, show everyone else that there's another response to what's going on.
Right.
Amen. Preach it, Kalani. That's on, right Kalani. There. That's right there. And so we want to be on the offensive and let God lead us with what that looks like. And what that, so we're going to be on offensive. And then last but not least on this, I just want to say, is let's be the church. Amen. You know, we've talked a lot. And yeah, so in some ways, Sunday morning, it feels a little weird not being together. Right? It feels a little strange that, oh, I wish we were together. And, you know, there's, as I said, off the start, a little unsettling, like, how long is this going to be? What's, you know, like, in the middle of it all, let's just make a decision. We are going to be the church. We've talked about it so often. The church is not a building. The church is not a service. The church is people. The church is the people of God who've been called out of darkness, called into light, and who are walking and are in relationship with each other. And so we can respond by going, well, we can't go to church on Sunday mornings. I guess this, like, what's going to happen? Or we can say, no, like, we're thankful, but that's just a tool. The point is we're together and we're connected and we're walking as one and we're united by the Holy Spirit. And this is not going to stop that at all. And actually, why not just, as I said off the start, why not just let this say we're going to be even more connected with each other? We're going to reach out to each other even more. We're going to keep our eye out for one another and be sensitive. Is there a need within the church? I kind of book Acts stuff. Is there a need in the church family that we can serve? Is there a way that we can serve and help others? Oh, someone had to go into self-isolation. Let me go get them some groceries. Let me go connect with them, that we together say we are going to be the church. We did not cancel church today. Someone might say, oh, they canceled church. We didn't cancel church. We are having church right now. We are the church right now, and we are connected. And so I think this season is going to be an amazing opportunity for us to embrace this even more. Could I suggest to you that maybe the church as a whole has become too dependent on this big, large gathering? And I'm not saying that's bad. I like our large gatherings. But could we have become too dependent on that and be missing out on koinonia and community and a lot of what the Bible talks about? And this could just be an opportunity for the churches all around to grow in their connection with each other, to grow in their intentionality, to grow in their community, to grow in what they're doing. And so I really want to encourage you in that. Let's be the church in this time, in this season. A couple more thoughts on this. I was remembering, this is actually a story from the very early days of Church of Love. It's even before my wife came into the picture. But we had started, and we were meeting at Pickering Village United Church. That's where we'd done the youth drop-in center, and we ended up doing our church there. And after about 8 months, you know, we probably had 20, 25 people, Saturday night service. I got called in for a meeting. I sit down with the person who was like our direct contact there, and she said, yeah. Like, she actually wasn't even that nice about it. She's like, we're fine with the youth center, but we really aren't interested in having another church meeting here, so you guys got to go. And I kind of went, okay. And, you know, it's just kind of that was that. And I think they maybe gave us a couple weeks notice. And I was like, I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, we just started. I didn't know where we were going to go. And that's not what you want, you know, to kind of be kicked out of your building. So the next morning, I went to a local pastor's gathering that I started going to, and I just shared it as a prayer request. And I said, hey, you know, can you pray for us? We don't know what we're going to do. But I remember I had this sense in my spirit what happened. I remember at first I was a little discouraged, but I thought, okay, well, God knew this was coming. And so I thought, if he knew it was coming, I'm just kind of interested to see what he's going to do now. Like, I was just kind of like, he's got somewhere for us, and I'm kind of intrigued to see what it is. Well, the next morning I'm at the pastor's breakfast, I share the prayer request. One of the pastors afterwards pulls me aside, vicar or Pastor Brian McVitie, and he was the pastor at St. Paul's in the Hill Anglican Church. He said, well, you guys need somewhere to meet. I said, yeah. He said, Saturday nights? I said, yeah. He said, okay, how much do they charge you? I said, $500 a month. You can believe that. I'm dating myself a little bit. He's like, okay. He's like, why don't you guys come over to us? We'll charge you $500 a month. You guys can come to us. Boom, right there. And we moved over to St. Paul's, and instead of being in a basement in some church, we moved over into this beautiful facility up on a hill, and it was a great spot for us for about 8 years. The church was so generous to us. We still contribute to their food bank to this day, part out of thankfulness for what they did. But here's my point. If we had not gotten forced out of our first facility, I never would have gone looking for the next one. Because we were comfortable there, but God knew he had something better for us. And I always took a lesson from that, because sometimes, again, what we see as, oh no, a door just shut, is actually God trying to get our attention to see other doors that are opening. And I really want to encourage you in your life, because there's different ways that God can be doing that. My point in this is, for now, we don't know how long it's going to be. We've had a door shut where the government's requested not these larger group gatherings. And so we can see that as just a negative and as a door being shut, or we can say, no, no, this is an opportunity to grow and be in the church. This is an opportunity to grow in our community. This is an opportunity to grow in our relationships. This is an opportunity to grow in our love for each other. Let's be the church and let's go on this journey, because I think we can come out the other side of this stronger, healthier, more connected, with more community. But again, it's going to be, will we have that? Will we have that mindset? Right? Will we retreat or will we move forward? And in Jesus' name, we're going to move forward. And so let's connect. Let's make a decision that we are going to look for every opportunity we have in this, absolutely, that we're going to be the church and we're going to see what God is going to do. Why could not other seasons, some incredible innovations of ministry come forward that we carry forward that help us reach and impact more people? Right? Why not? Why not? Let's believe God and let's see it happen. And let's also believe, I really want to keep a kingdom mindset here. Let's also believe for the body of Christ as a whole that there will be innovation, fresh kingdom ideas. People will grow deeper in their faith, that there will just be, you know, this will wake people up to more of a rescue ship mentality. Let's be people who are praying for the body of Christ in this season. Amen? And so we really do that. Anything you want to add about being in the church? All right. So I want to shift gears now. That's our word of encouragement for you. I want to shift gears now. I just want to talk to you about some practical things that we're going to be doing to actually walk this out. So again, we're not going to fear. We're going to be people of faith. We are going to go on the offensive, and we are going to be the church. And so how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to move through phases. So there's several things we're going to bring into play this week. We're also going to do some brainstorming, some other ideas. And by next Sunday, we'll have some more things to introduce to you. But again, we're not backing down. We're not slowing down. We're actually going to go on the offensive. And so the first thing we're going to do is we are going to, like we've done during times of prayer and fasting, we're going to kickstart a daily video devotional. And so we're going to start putting out a daily video devotional that we can all tap into. I know it's been really powerful, and we've done it during our times of prayer and fasting. And this, in my mind, is just one great way to stay on the same word and to stay connected. And so you'll notice in the comments, and I'll also send this out via email afterwards, Timotheus has just posted a link where you can sign up for the daily video devotional. And so we'll start tomorrow, and we're going to start with Psalm 91. And we're going to do a verse-by-verse exposition of Psalm 91, and we're just going to move through the word. And every day, we're going to take a verse, and we're just going to meditate it, and we're going to talk about it. And so I encourage you, sign up for the Daily Good Devotional. We're not going to send it to the general email list. We'll send the link for it, like to sign up for it, but we're going to create a list for these daily video devotionals. And so make sure you sign up for it, and feel free to share around. Feel free to share other people, because I want to make sure we're filled with faith during this season. We're going to get hit by a lot from the outside. I want us in the Word together on a daily basis. So first thing is a daily video devotional. The second thing is connections. Connections are not stopping. Connections are not slowing down. They are going forward. And it's going to be now on a weekly basis. And we're actually going to ramp up. This, again, is going to be our strength, guys. Our strength is, in the New Testament, for example, the temple from house to house. The house-to-house gatherings brought so much strength. And so your connection leaders are going to be reaching out to you. We are working through the connection leaders, going to discern with the groups of what makes sense. Do we still get together live? Are we going to be doing video? Are we going to be doing a mix of it? And so there's going to be what you can figure out group, but we really want to encourage you to get plugged into a connection. So if you're in a connection, make sure to reach out to your leader, know what's going on, but let's be faithful to gather together. It's even more important during this time and during the season. And there's no problems with it right now with everything going on. Obviously, if you feel like you've got symptoms, you're sick, be wise, but FaceTime in. Like, let's be really intentional about staying connected. And so a connection's going to happen now. Some of you might be listening and say, well, I'm not in a connection right now. And so what we have is we've got a link in the side live chat where you can sign up if you'd like to join a connection. And we are either going to start some new ones, or we are also going to plug you into existing ones. We'll have some video-based ones. We'll have some location-based ones. But let's really get involved in the connections and do that. So number one, you can sign up for the daily video devotionals. Number two, connections are going to be running, and that's a great opportunity for us to connect there. Number three, we want to really encourage everyone in the place of prayer. And so we're going to be doing something, first and foremost, called Pause and Pray. And what I want to encourage everyone to do is get your phones out, set an alarm for 12 noon and for 6 p.m. And what we're going to do is at 12 noon and 6 p.m. every day, we are going to pause and we are going to pray. And I want to encourage you to pray Psalm 91 over the situation, over yourself, your family, over our church, over our community, over the nation. And so we're going to pray Psalm 91. And we're also going to make these our main prayer targets. Number one, for protection. Number two, for healing and for people who need healing in Jesus' name. Number three, we're going to pray for wisdom for our leaders and the healthcare providers and anyone who's in position of decision-making. And number four, we're going to pray and declare that the tide is going to turn regarding this. Guys, we need to believe God.
Yeah.
We're not just like, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. No, we need to believe God. There's so many times in the scriptures it talks about when people come together when there is a crisis or there's something that's going on and they pray and they seek God and God turns it around. And so we want to pray and we want to believe that. So a pause and pray, 12 noon, 6 p.m. Again, we'll send out an email with reminders of all these points and doing that. And that's going to be our main focus this week. Now, we are then going to move into phase two. So this came up so suddenly. We're working on getting things in place. But by next Sunday, number one, we are going to be upping our online experience. And so by next week, we're going to have a, more of a studio setup. We are going to have some worship so that we can worship. We're going to have like all the regular things that we do. And then obviously we're going to have a word that's being shared. And so we're going to up our online experience. We're working on this week. Several of you, I know, have already reached out to Pastor Samuel with offers to help or different things. And so you can reach out to him and connect with Pastor Samuel or contact one of the pastors. We'll get you connected, but just in doing that, because we want to really up our worship. Secondly, we are going to be really focusing on other things that we can do. So we need a little bit more time to brainstorm. We want to do some stuff for kids. We're also looking at, you know, do we do a YouTube live midway through the week, like a midweek Bible study or different ways for people to connect? Also looking at things like, can we on Sundays maybe do watch parties where, again, in areas we get together and instead of just watching the live stream by ourselves, we're actually watching with others, embracing community, meeting from house to house. And so we're going to be working on it this week. And then if someone can't get to that, they can still be part of the live stream. But it's a way for us. Again, let's go for this. Like, let's really embrace community. We're going to be as connected as we want to be. And so that's going to be part of our next phase. And then we're going to listen to Holy Spirit and we're going to learn even from other churches are doing. And we're just going to kind of watch and learn. And again, I think in this season, we can become more connected. We can become more united as a church family. Why not just take it? Now, some people have questions about longer term plans. Well, obviously none of us know, we know right now schools are shut down for a couple of weeks. There's been some requests regarding large gatherings. We don't know exactly where this is going to go. And so part of what we've really committed to do is we've really committed to just take it on a week-by-week basis. I think you know things are changing so quickly. So we're going to take it on a week-by-week. So this week, we're going to know what we're doing for this week. And so, for example, the couples event this coming Saturday, we're going to move that to an online experience. Now we're going to throw that out in an email to everybody. But again, just for several reasons, we're going to move it to online experience and be able to connect a whole bunch of couples. It's like a Zoom call. Again, it's a little different, but it's still a way to connect and move forward. Our efforts, we're not going to cancel anything. We're just going to be creative and strategic in how we move it forward. Now, we have altered Friday prayer the next Friday. We will make a decision regarding what we're doing with that by next Sunday. Again, watching what's happening, watching what's going on. It's technically, you know, if there's just 100 of us or 120 of us, it's technically within the parameters, but some things could change between now and a week from now. And so we're going to just walk it out. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure you are staying very connected to what's happening. Now, we are going to communicate with everyone on several fronts. Number one, we want to encourage you to make sure you're on the church's email list. Now, we've got a pretty good database, and we believe we have a really good email list, but we are cognizant there's newer people, or there may be some people, maybe you're not getting the emails. I sent out a couple of emails over the last 2 days to all the church family. If you do not get those, first, obviously, check your junk mail. I really hope I'm not going to your junk mail, but it is possible. But make sure, and then just let us know so we can add you on the email, and we can add you to that, because that's going to be our primary mode of communication. Secondly, though, we're also going to work through Instagram, Facebook, and through our church website. So we will work through these avenues to kind of have synced up information that keeps you together and really keeps you connected with what's happening. So again, we will do that. We'll communicate. You can always, again, stay very connected. The office is still going to be open. You know, obviously, most of you are connected pastorally. Talk to your connection leader. If you're kind of newer and you feel like, I don't hardly know anybody, I don't feel connected, listen, just leave a comment if you have to. Just say, hey, someone contact me. We want to get you. We want to make sure you're connected.
And just a comment, there's just been a couple of different comments that have been popping up there, some about content for children. We are definitely looking into, and we'll have some discussions as a staff regarding some content for the kids, just to make sure, because once again, most of you, all of you have children, your children are probably off for the next few weeks. So we'd love to be able to pump your family full of Christian content. There was another question about access to Right Now Media. If you email to Matthias, I think it's teammatthias@torontocitychurch.com, he can get you some access to that. Whether I think we still have the access.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have Right Now Media. And so that's especially great for families. Guys, there's so much good content out there, actually. So it's just as parents even do a little bit of research. But Right Now Media is something that we have purchased on a monthly basis. And it's used by some in our church family. It's not used by everybody, but it's a great opportunity. There's tons of great content on there. We're also going to work on creating some content. Like, we'll figure out what makes sense. I mean, if another church is doing something really good that works for kids, we might just tap into it. Like, we're part of the larger body. So we're going to find solutions. But your input, your creativity, your suggestions, and your feedback as well, too. If there's a gap that you're seeing, you go, hey, we're not doing a good job here right now, or I'm really feeling there's a gap here, let us know, because we don't have it all figured out yet. And so your feedback is going to be very helpful and very helpful in that. We actually had a request from someone else if they can host something for the youth. And so, yes, we'll talk with Pastor Samuel. Let's get talking and thinking about that. Your suggestions and your ideas are helpful. And so in doing that, and so it's just, again, for ways to be connected.
One other thing that I want to throw out there, just if you want to be connected on a global level, I know that Lou Engel just launched a 3-day Esther fast that's starting on March 18th through March 20th. I think the 18th is Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember.
Yes. Sorry, my head's all over the place. So 15th today. So yes, it's 16th, 17th, Wednesday.
Wednesday. So Wednesday, the 18th through the 20th, really out of Joel 2, you know, if one would humble ourselves, confess our sins and the sins of our nation and cry out to God for mercy. And just the whole story of Esther going before the king. So if you want to kind of partner with that, I'm pretty sure on some of their websites, Lou Engel, once again, with the Esther fast, there's some bigger picture global movements going on to really engage your faith. Because once again, we're engaging our faith on a local level, on a local church level. We're also engaging our faith on a national level. We need to pray for those that are in government. But as a global body, we want to also engage. So if you feel, you know, the call to fast and pray, once again, Lou Engel's ministry is launching a 3-day Esther fast starting on the 18th.
And let me say this too, guys. I've seen some things flying around, and you'll probably see some stuff. People talk about, oh, this is the judgment of God. Or I saw one article headline says, God's punishment. We need to repent. And let's really make sure as well too. God does not, this is not God's MO. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came that we may have life in abundance to the full. There is natural judgments that come and things that happen because we're in a world with sin. But God is the answer. He is not the source of the problem. And we definitely want to point people to the love and faith and life in Jesus in this time and have faith in God's the solution to this. And so we're praying for this thing to stop. We're praying for people to be healed. We're praying for, like, you know, vaccines and cures to be found. I mean, we're praying and believing God for just his provision and everything that he wants to do through this.
So once again, as an individual, we want to make sure that we're connected. So once again, joining connections, but also just having a cup of tea with a friend. Once again, it's an interesting thing, and studies are showing that if you're kind of cooped up in your house, for those that have to self-isolate or, you know, whatever the case may be, or you're staying at home because your kids are home, once again, you may want to find ways to get out, you know, have a friend come over, or if you're feeling a little bit isolated or depressed, reach out to us, you know, call us up at the office, send an email, reach out to your connection leader. We don't want anybody to go into a zone where, especially because we have a lot of people that are here that don't have family here. So when everybody else is at their home doing their thing, you may feel a little bit lonely. So once again, reach out. If you are somebody that needs stuff like food and stuff dropped to your house because of needs and whatnot, we as a church will do our best, once again, through some of our connection leaders and leaders, to help and assist in any way possible.
And one of the very practical things that several people have asked me, and I think, you know, all of us go, yeah, okay, this makes sense. It's been asked about, like, giving during the season, tithes and offerings. And so we just wanted to make sure to make a comment about that. Obviously, we want to continue with our faithfulness in giving to the Lord. Now, just speaking very practically, I'm sure you guys understand, just because, coronavirus stuff is happening, your bills at your household are not stopping. You know, you're not getting a note from Rogers saying, well, in light of things, we don't need to charge you for your services this month.
Yeah, you know, although so that would be nice.
It would be nice. But in the same way, we want to make sure as a church, you know, yeah, we've also got our responsibilities to continue with, and we want to do that. And so your faithfulness in your giving and your tithes and offering is very important and a very important part of this season. And so we just want to encourage and ask everyone, just let's be real faithful. You know, sometimes people are like, well, I'll just wait until this is kind of over and then I'll start giving again. Well, that can make it challenging for us, because obviously a lot of the commitments that we've made as a church are still ongoing. So we just ask if you can really just, you know, put a priority on being faithful in your giving, being faithful. So our faith is in God. He's our source and supply. We're trusting in him regarding this. And so doing that. And so the ways that you give is obviously, first and foremost, you go to torontocitychurch.com/give. It's right there, and give through Tithely. It's a very secure and proper setup that is going to work really well. You can also give via text to give. Now, off the top of my head, I don't have the number that you need to text to give to, but we're going to put that in the email. We follow up with everyone else. But again, that just taps you through your smartphone into the Tithely system. You can also give, actually, it's right there in the, so there's a link in the, you can see all the links in the comments for this. You can also give via email transfer. And so we are set up as a church. We set it up several months ago, and we're set up for people to be able to give via email transfer. So that's a real simple way to do things. What we're going to ask is, if you'd like to give via email transfer and you don't yet, email finance@torontocitychurch.com. So again, finance@torontocitychurch.com, and tell them, I'd like to start giving via email transfer. They will then send you the appropriate information so you can know what you need to do to give. And so number one, you can give online via Tithely. Number two, you can give via, through e-transfers. And so just email finance@torontocitychurch.com for more information. And then last but not least, again, the church is not, like, even our building is not shut down. Staff will still be operating. And if both those options don't work for you, you can feel free to drop by and just to give physically. But I think that obviously we've got probably about 35% of our regular giving that already comes in through these avenues. And so it'll be a change for some of us, but we just really want to invite you and encourage you to do that, and thank you in advance for your faithfulness in giving, right? That's one of the areas the enemy would love to attack on this. People get afraid, that, you know, the disconnection, and then people aren't giving the same way, and it can really steamroll a bit. But I know in our church there's such a good culture of generosity and giving. I'm not even concerned about that, but I just want to encourage you, because sometimes we don't think about the practicalities of it because we're just not on the ground level. So your giving is very much appreciated. If the Lord speaks to you to throw an extra, listen to the Holy Spirit, yeah, whatever it is, I'm having some fun with it, but you know, whatever it is, it's just, we really want to make sure that we're moving forward with that. And so is that. So last but not least, we're going to just finish off with a recap of the action points coming out of our gathering today. But I just want to, is there anything else you're sensing in your heart to share? All right. So recap really quickly of what we need to focus. Number one, make sure you're on the Toronto City Church email list.
And Instagram feed.
Yes, yes. Well, that was point number two. Jumped ahead on me. She got me. So number one, make sure you're on the email list and make sure that you get on there, because that's going to be one of our main avenues of communication. Number two, as my wife said, make sure you're connecting with the Instagram feed.
Social media
and also Facebook. And then obviously our website will be there as well. We're going to work. It'll probably be a couple kinks to work out at the start, but our goal is going to be to make sure there's real good, clear communication and information coming to you that's synchronized through all those avenues. And so make sure you're connected through the email list. Make sure you are on social media and connect up there. Number three, sign up for the daily video devotional. The link is in the live chat section. We're going to send that out starting tomorrow. And so make sure video devotional. Make sure you're touching base with your connection leader and just making sure we're connecting on a micro level. And if you're not in a group yet, go to the link and sign up for the link, and we will either get you in a group or we will create a group for you. All right, that's going to be one of our main priorities this week. So get involved in a connection or be committed to your connection. Be part of our pause and pray. And so set your alarm, 12 noon. We passed it now, 12 noon, 6 o'clock p.m. And there's just this united prayer going around, praying Psalm 91 and praying for what God is doing in this situation. We also want to let you know we do have weekly prayer calls. We've got about 10 to 15 that are happening. And so we want to invite you as well, if you'd like to, in addition to the things you're doing, join a weekly prayer call. There is a link that you can sign up for as well. Again, we're going to put this in an email coming out after this for everyone in case you're getting overwhelmed by links right now. Sign up for a prayer call. We'll get you plugged into a prayer call. Again, we'll create one if we need to create one. And it's just hard to get on a conference call, three or four other believers, you know, five or six, whatever it is, and just praying for 30 minutes, a great way to connect. So prayer, stay connected. Just if there is, I think my wife said this a couple times too, if there's a need, if something's going on, right, reach out. Let us know.
What would be the central email?
I think the best central email right now is, again, the pastoral staff is all going to be very sharp on this. So if you're connected, or you can just do tcc@torontocitychurch.com, right? So any of the staff or at tcc@torontocitychurch.com, we're going to be monitoring all these things. And we're going to be monitoring all these different avenues. But if there's a need, we want to know. We're here to help you. We're here to serve you. If you come across somebody who's in a need, throw it in there. Let's see what we can do. I mean, we can't do everything. We don't have unlimited capacity. But we want to be in a place to help people and to join people and to do that and to really get in that. So let's make sure we stay connected. And last but not least, just stay tuned for more information, because we're going to be working even this week. We're going to be coming up with some ideas. We love your feedback. We love your input. We really want to connect together as a church family in this. And again, let's seize the opportunity. We didn't see this coming. I don't think anyone obviously saw this coming. There are some challenges here, but there are great opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so let's seize the opportunities. Let's be intentional about connecting with each other. Let's be intentional about ministering to people and bringing the life and love of Jesus Christ. And let's come through this season stronger, more connected, more on fire for the Lord. I mean, I will definitely appreciate our opportunities to gather all together even more. I mean, I think there's some things this causes you to appreciate, but let's go on the offensive in Jesus' name, and let's be the church.
Just a couple of things on the practical wisdom side of even that, you know, and I think this goes without saying, government has even issued this, is once again, if you are not feeling your greatest and you're thinking about attending a connection or stopping by the church or whatnot, you want to use caution in that. You probably want to stay home. Let us know so we can pray and we can lean into healing and a miracle for you. But we want to definitely keep, you know, our facility in a certain regard, not you know, if you're not feeling well, yeah, you probably want to stay home. And once again, washing hands. You know, there's a lot of memes going around and a lot of different things going around about washing your hands. And, you know, it's a little obsessive compulsive. But at the same time, you know what? It's a caution. It's a thing that is wise. It is wisdom to have frequent hand washing and to be mindful, once again, even in the small group context, if you are going to be showing up at a connection, to be mindful of these things. And the last thing I was going to say is that the Bible says that, I think it's, laughter does good like medicine. And I think that it's a season, you know, I know there's been a lot of people that are like, oh, why are we making jokes about different things and all that kind of stuff? And once again, you've got to be honoring. There's got to be a spirit of honor. But you do in this season need to laugh and to, I think the only upside of, you know, shutting down schools and self-quarantines and all these different things is that a lot of people are getting time to spend time with family, you know, getting to things that they haven't been able to do before or not have been able to, you know, have some downtime to rest and really seek God. So I want to add to that just to say that laughter is good for your heart. It's good for your soul. It's good to, you know, just have a good laugh and allow the Lord to heal you even in that process from fear and anxiety and just finding things to be lighthearted about. So,
yeah. Amen. And so we want to do that, guys. We want to make sure, like, we want to be wise. We want to be honoring.
Yeah.
Right. Like the Bible even talks about, like, honor those in authority over you. And like, and so with that, and, you know, sometimes people say, like, some of you say, oh, be wise. Oh, I don't know where the faith is in that. Listen, walk by faith, believe God, but be wise too.
Because,
you know, other people around you or you come, they may not have the same faith you have. They may not. And we just want to be wise in what we're doing. But in the middle of it, we're not going to walk in fear and we're not going to overreact to things. And so let the Holy Spirit lead you. Let, you know, God will show you what you need to do. But in the meantime, let's just seize the opportunities that God has in front of us. And so why don't we just close in prayer? Again, we're going to send out an email with all the basic points from this discussion today of ways you can connect and be involved. And then let's just work at this thing. It's going to be a learning experience for all of us. But again, I'm so convinced we can actually become even stronger and more connected and more united as a church family through this time.
So if someone's asking questions about announcements like the women's conference or men's, you know, advance or just different signups for different things, what would we say with that?
Well, I would say, again, you can go to tcc@torontocitychurch.com if you got a general email. Most of you would have connection with some of the pastoral staff. Really, our staff in the office will still be very much the hub for just communication and connection. And so we're going to work to communicate, put the word out, but you can always email us back. You can just, again, just try, if for some reason you're having trouble getting through, try several avenues. As we said, with things like the women's conference, the men's advance, we're going to, you know, Easter even, people are wondering, we're going to hold this pat and keep preparing.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, on a week by week basis, and obviously we wouldn't cancel those things the week before, but I think we're just going to walk this thing out and we'll stay communicated and in touch as a church family. And we'll walk through this together. It's going to be a great season that way. And so we're here to serve you. We're here to connect and here to help you. And let's unite as a church. Let's go for this. So while we pray for you and bless you, I'll get my wife to start off and then I'll pray as well. And we'll bring this to a close. This is a historic day, our very first online experience and gathering at Toronto City Church. Who knows? Maybe we come out of this and we keep doing online experiences in addition to our regular experiences, right? Like we'll develop more tools and skills. Who knows? We'll see what God does. So.
Yeah. So, Father, I just release your blessing over every family, every individual, every home that is under the sound of my voice right now. I just speak a blessing over their health, their finances, their relationships. Father, I thank you that, Lord, in community we grow, in community we mature, in community we are healthy. So even though we're not gathering, Father, right now on a physical level, God, there is health and maturity that is being developed even as we grow in this manner. So Father, thank you for the blessing of the Lord over every single person. Thank you for your anointing to prosper, your anointing, Father, right now to receive creative ideas to thrive, Father, even amidst what is going on globally. Thank you, Father, for protection over each one. Thank you for the angelic that's released to protect us, to minister to the heirs of salvation. Father, we thank you for your presence in the atmospheres of every home represented on this call. Father, I thank you for the peace that governs our hearts, God. Right. Father, for the swelling of peace in our heart, because we know we trust in you, our maker, our shepherd, our faithful friend, our lover. Father, we thank you that we can depend on you and we can also depend on one another. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you just today, even as we've been able to gather in this context, that you said, if two or three of us gather, you are there with us. And so even as we've gathered in this way, we thank you and we know that you are with us. Father, we just pray for every person. I just come into agreement with what my wife has prayed and what my wife has said. God, I thank you first and foremost to declare over us there is no fear here in the name of Jesus. Fear. We bind the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. God, we pray that just be able to just even sabotage and what the enemy's trying to do, even in our culture as a whole, through the spirit of fear. But I just declare over every member of this church family, there is no fear here in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. Father, we thank you as well just for Lord, just a spirit of faith to rise in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And I declare faith over everyone in Jesus' name. We are walking by faith. We are trusting you. Mm-hmm. We believe you. All things are possible for you, and all things are possible for those who believe. And we choose to believe in Jesus' name. Well, I think you're going to help us to go on the offensive in Jesus' name, to see the opportunities that are in front of us, to love people, to serve people, to minister to people. And Lord, I thank you that we are going to be the church in Jesus' name, God, that we are going to be the church. And finally, I just want to pray and I want to read over you guys Psalm 91, because I believe this is a core text for us in this season. And so I just pray and we declare that we dwell in the shelter of the Most High and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. We say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, in you we trust. You deliver us from the snare of the fowler and you deliver us from deadly pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we find refuge. Your truth is our shield and buckler. We are not afraid of the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. We only look with our eyes and see the reward of the wicked. Because we made you, Lord, our dwelling place, the Most High our refuge, no evil will befall us, nor any plague will come near our tent, our dwelling. You command your angels and give them charge over us to keep us in all our ways. In their hands they bear us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion, the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we hold fast to you in love, you deliver us. You protect us because we know your name. We call on you and you answer us. You deliver us. You rescue us, you honor us, and with long life you satisfy us and you show us your salvation. And so we thank you for this, we agree for this, and we just believe you for this in Jesus' name. And everyone who agreed with me said,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, so again, keep your eyes open for an email with all the recap of what we talked about today. If you're concerned you're not getting it, contact us and let us know. And reach out, like just reach out to church family members. Connect today.
Pick up
Let's
phone.
Build community. Let's do this. Let's go for this. I don't know if we just will hang for a second. If anyone else has any other questions you want to throw in the comment line, we're getting a lot of amens, which we
amen, high five.
We agree. Hallelujah. So, but if there's anything else,
throw again, it up in the comment.
Michelle, we'll just hang out. But you are also free to go. You are dismissed. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. You're a rescue ship Christian. We're moving forward in what God has for us in this season. This is going to be what the enemy meant for evil. God is turning for good in our lives and our place. Amen. I'm just loving seeing all the amens from everybody. I'm loving this spiritual family, guys. God's called us together. It's awesome.